1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com. And so how many one-eyed squirrels do you know that have their own Instagram account? Or two-eyed ones, for that matter. Meet Wilhelmina, a squirrel who humans have gone nuts over.
Of course, you're going to use all squirrel stuff here.
Yeah. It was cared for by Emily Ister, a Louisiana woman whose mom found it alone in her backyard, dehydrated and suffering an eye infection. Ister says she tried to reach state wildlife officials to turn the animal over.
Just let some fox eat it.
You've got some kind of extra time on your hands to nurse a one-eyed, dehydrated squirrel back to health.
Well, we are locked down, Brian.
Yeah, I got that, but you know.
Yeah. She got no response from wildlife officials. Her response was to raise it. She's been showing it off online, doing things like eating off a plate, snuggling with her, or hanging out in her swanky indoor treehouse. The squirrel has more than 1,600 followers, but produced almost as many headaches for Ister, who says raising a squirrel is like having a toddler on meth.
Or a rat in your house.
Like raising a squirrel in your house.
Right. You don't need to
just
compare
let
it,
go.
It to anything.
Just open the door. Yeah. You're good to go now, one-eyed squirrel.
State wildlife officials say it's illegal to rehab wildlife without a permit. That's the office. That the office remains open despite coronavirus restrictions. Ister says... Wilhelmina has now been placed into a wildlife rehab specialist.
Oh, eventually took her release squirrel away from her.
Yeah.
But that was heartbreaking.
They're going to release it. It's going to take 10 hops out of the cage and
be eaten by a
coyote.
Cat or something. You'll hear the crunching in the bushes. What's in there? A cat eating a squirrel's head.
A squirrel skull. That is news.
You ever hear a cat eat something wild?
Oh, yeah, there's
a lot of crunching going on there. Yeah, cat's got some pretty powerful jaws.
The one-eyed squirrel, I don't think, stands a chance out in the wild. Won't see anything coming from that
180
side.
180 degrees of non-seeing to sneak up on it.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Hopefully the squirrel will learn to use the wind or, you know,
and its other
climb
senses.
Up in the trees.
I bet that squirrel's hearing is more keen than your average squirrel.
Yeah.
You know, only having the one eye.
Sharper senses all around.
But it doesn't even know that it can't see or its hearing is better.
No.
It thinks it's seeing all there is to see.
Not a lot of self-awareness in your squirrel head.